The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon Tierney is back with me. How not to win a trade war this week. Is that it? we will come back
give
to
in
that story.
Yeah, to the in bond markets.
Yeah, well, that's what it seems to have happened. Emmett Oliver only explaining about the problems Donald Trump was going to face from a tanking bond market rather than the tanking stock market. The bond market, much more serious. It's effectively the bank that countries use to borrow money. And if they say, we're not giving you any more money, you're in bother when you need money to keep the lights on. So we'll come back to that in a few more minutes, because that story only broke, that news, after I was speaking to Emmett. But in the meantime, Simon is with me to talk about what this week? How to...
Well, firstly, I want to offer my gratitude to you for having me on your programme. I'm in your debt.
Your gratitude.
I feel very obliged to
I receive your gratitude.
Thank you.
Gratefully.
Would you like a receipt for
I
that
would.
Gratitude?
I could expense it, hopefully.
Yeah, so we're talking about gratitude. I think there's a certain culture of gratitude in this country. Mm-hmm. I think we have an expectation of gratitude, which is quite high. We expect people to say thank you, whether it's a small thing or a big thing. That's perhaps sets us apart from other countries. Like in certain Latin cultures, for example, there would be less of a requirement to say thank you for things. Right, I'll get to that in a moment. But the reason we're talking about this,
JD
is because
Vance would not like.
No, he
Latin
would not
America.
Like that. No, God.
Or Southern
no.
Europe, no.
No.
Where was my thank you?
Do you know what no one ever said about the J.D. Vance thing when he said, have you ever said thank you for all the aid that we've given you in the Ukraine war and that famous Oval Office meltdown? Is that just before the bit that went viral, you'll notice on a little table to the right of Zelensky is a world welterweight championship belt, which a Ukrainian boxer had won. And Zelensky had just given it to the Trump administration as a thank you gift. No one ever talks about that. No. And it illustrates how there's different ways of expressing gratitude. You can
That's
say it directly. You can say it through a letter. You can say it in terms of a gift. Not everyone feels comfortable saying the actual
Vance
words.
J.D. Vance, I suspect, and Donald Trump wanted it to be groveling in nature.
Groveling.
Verbal
for
and
sure.
Groveling.
Yeah, get down. You know, and you know, be submissive and say
a
thank
submissive
you.
Submissive form of gratitude. So
Gen Z, this
thank
new
you, sir.
Survey.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Like Trump said last night at that white black tie event,
he
said,
he wants people to kiss his
people
ass.
Keep ringing me up and they say, sir, please, we want to do a deal with you. They want to, you know, this kind of thing. They want that kind of humble submission. But the reason we're talking about this is that there's a survey from Nationwide in the UK which shows, I think, perhaps slightly worrying trend of young people in their 20s, Gen Z, as we call them. And it shows that 20% of them feel uncomfortable saying thank you, whether that's in a text message, I was going to say a letter, don't write letters, an email, or speaking orally. And 36%, this is the part that's really worrying for me, 36% of young people don't feel it's necessary to bother saying thank you.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh.
I really don't like that. Like, I think we're probably part of that generation where you still kind of expect people to say thank you. Like, if you held the door for someone and the recipient of that gracious gesture didn't say thank you, you would note it, probably, wouldn't you?
Oh, Simon, I would more than note it.
A
black mark against their name. Oh, my God. Nothing makes me more irrationally angry in a car than if I let somebody out and they don't give me a little wave.
Yeah.
I'm like, what a sense of entitlement that person, that I stopped to let that person out and they didn't even acknowledge it.
Yeah. You almost kind of wait a beat for it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't
arrive, I tell you, when I follow them home, then they're sorry.
Yeah, oh, Jesus, they are.
No, I didn't do that again.
That's not creepy
I didn't do that
at all.
Again. The guards were very clear.
So let's look at that. The documents are very clear. It's written.
Exactly. That restraining order is
very
clear. Very do
clearly
not
at the bottom. Let's look at the language, right?
Okay.
Gurv Míle Maith means. Let me see. It means I, what is it? Like, Gurv Míle Maith. Oh, yeah. I give you good, I think is what it directly means, which I quite like because it's like, it's actually quite similar to the English because the word thank comes from the word think actually. It's just an adaptation of the word think. And it means favorable thought. So the word think is, it's about thinking, it's about thoughts, but it's a kind of a, it's like you're giving a favorable thought to the person. When you say thank you, just like we are in the Irish, I'm giving you good.
Okay.
Whereas it's
slightly... in America, they say a thing that I actually quite like. They say, I appreciate you. Thanks, Simon, I appreciate you.
Do they
don't
say...
Yeah, they don't say appreciate that. They say, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, yeah.
I quite like it, actually.
And if you go full
makes
yank...
Makes it personal.
If you go full yank, you take out the subject, so you say, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Or appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, and you take out the A at the beginning.
Yeah, appreciate you, Simon.
Appreciate you, yeah.
Yeah, I like that now.
Yeah, it's not bad. And I think it's crept into the Irish vernacular as well. Like, I've noticed I will say that. If I want to underline my gratitude, I'll say, oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you. You know, it's a way of kind of increasing your sense of gratitude, depending on, you know, if something feels like it requires more than a thank you or a cheers or what have you.
Well, what about cheers then? What about where people
say
cheers?
Well, I think cheers is now the most popular form of gratitude in British culture.
Yeah, sorry. It's remarkable how ubiquitous the word cheers is in Ireland today. When I was a kid, nobody said cheers. It was not a version of thank you.
But Kieran,
it did not exist.
But Kieran, until the 1970s, even in Britain, cheers was reserved only for a toast when you're having a drink. It was television drama on British television that brought it out of the pub and
cheers,
into...
Cheers, love.
Yeah, like it's such a Britishism, but it's really come into Irish culture as well. Like I would say, but it's quite, it's for low level gratitude. Like if someone gives you a kidney, you're not going to say cheers. Do you know what I mean? That sort of situation would require a bit more. Then if you look at the language again, just to go back to the language, right? Some of the Latin languages, it's interesting because there's a difference between being thankful for an act of kindness and feeling indebted to someone, right? So if you take Portuguese, which I often talk about Portuguese because it's a language I'm a little bit more familiar with because of my family situation. And like the Portuguese for thank you is quite different to the other Latin languages, which are gracias, grazie, etc. It's obrigado, which comes from obliga, which means
obligation.
Obliged. So it's about feeling that you have an obligation to the person who has done something for you. So it would be like in English, like I started off kind of satirically saying to you that I'm in your debt for having me on your radio program. There's something transactional about that form of gratitude, but it's actually embedded into Latin culture in South America, in Brazilian culture and in Portuguese culture, that you will say, as the most simple, basic form of gratitude, obrigado means I am obligated to you. When are you going to cash that in?
Yeah, what about the French? Everyone listening to the show will be familiar with merci.
Yeah, merci actually is an old French word. It comes from mercies, M-E-R-C-E-S, meaning wages or reward.
Okay.
So again, there is a kind of a transactional nature to the French form of gratitude as well, which is interesting, I think. We should perhaps talk about kids because I am currently training my children how to say thank you.
Mm.
It's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this. And the reason I keep doing this is because, as I said at the top, I think we do have an expectation of gratitude in Irish culture.
Yeah.
And if the kids don't, if they're not trained to say it all the time, then they're not going to, I don't want to say get ahead, but they're not going to be accepted as readily. Like if they go to a friend's house and they don't say thank you to the person who made the meal, you'd feel embarrassed as a parent, wouldn't
you? Yeah, I have to say now, kids can get away with an awful lot as long as they say please and thank you.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, whereas they could be an absolute angel all day if they're over for a play date. But if they don't say their please and thank yous, again, like the drivers, I've noted it.
Yeah, exactly.
Their name is going down in the book.
And like my daughter was...
I don't follow the kids home. Let me just be crystal clear about that.
Yes, that's...
You know, slightly different approach taken.
Yeah. But like I was looking at the psychology of this, Kieran, and critics of what I'm talking about here, about this kind of rote learning of saying, you know, drilling please and thank you into your kids, they would argue that they're learning the wrong sense of those words. So they are learning that if you say please and thank you, it's almost like a token or a license to get something in return. Whereas, is the child actually authentically grateful for what they're getting? So I actually asked Gigi, my daughter, this last night. I said, I purposefully kind of set it up. So we sat down for dinner, the four of us, or two nights ago. And I said to my wife, I said, thank you so much for this beautiful meal that you've made for us. What do you think, Gigi? And she said, thanks, Mum. And I said, this is a bit cruel now.
Like, Go on.
I said, oh, that's interesting, Gigi. What are you thankful for? That was kind of an
abstract concept put to a child.
A totally cerebral abstract. But like, but for me, it was interesting social experiment.
And then you stood up and said, j'accuse, Gigi.
Now get out of the kitchen. But like, but the point of it was that, like, why would a child of four who's been given everything that she has ever needed be thankful? Because being thankful is relative. It's relative to imagine the ability to imagine that you might not have the things that you have.
Yeah.
Right? Why would she feel thankful authentically unless she knows what the alternative is?
Yeah, on some philosophical level, that's an important question to ask. I still say drill it into them. Please and thank you.
I think it's the only way to do it.
It's the only way to do it. I believe in gratitude as a thank you. When I wake up in the morning, I say, I'm so grateful for being alive today, says somebody. I have an English friend who finds it very rude when Irish people say thank you by saying, you shouldn't have.
Oh, brilliant. That is a great one. I didn't think of that.
The Japanese are amazingly polite, all generations. I accidentally bumped someone on the street and they apologised to me. Loads of thank yous as well. So, Simon Tierney, thank you very much. Appreciate you, Simon.
In your debt, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.